Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System. Hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX, Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers, farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a big trading day today in the grain futures, led by the soybeans. They were 25 to 30 cents higher. Corn futures 5 to 6 cents higher. And then wheat futures were the laggard today and closed lower, anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower in the Chicago and Kansas City wheat contracts. The big news was in that the USDA report, which was released at 11 a.m. this morning. There are a lot of information contained in that report we did not get last month due to the government furlough. So this is the first report of its kind in the last 2 months. And so there was a lot of information that drove the market here. The first part of the report was the 13-14 ending stocks for corn, wheat, and beans. Corn came in at 1.887 billion bushels. That was considered bullish because the average guess was 2.029 billion. Wheat came in at 565 million bushels, about 46 million higher than the average guess. And soybeans came in at 170 million bushels, in line with estimates, and 20 million over what we had last September.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The other part of that report was the U.S. production. The U.S. production for corn came in at 13.989 billion bushels, slightly lower than the average guess of 14 billion, and higher than last year by several billion. Last year we were at 10.78 for corn. That's a big increase. Yield came in at 160.4, where the average guess was just below 159. Harvested acres was a little bit disappointing here at 87.23 million, where the average guess was 88.09. Soybean production was a touch bearish. Soybean production came in at 3.258 million bushels. The average guess was 3.221. That put the total yield of 43 bushels per acre, about a half bushel than the average guess. And harvested acres came in at 75.688 million acres. World supply and demand. Wheat was just a touch bearish at 178.5, corn's at 164.3, and soybeans a touch bullish at 70.2.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 72 cents at 132.40. February live cattle were up 40 cents at 133.95. November feeders today were down 20 cents at 164.42. And the January contract lost 70 cents and closed at 164.42. December lean hogs gained 57 and were at 88.12 at the close. And the February contract was up 67 cents at 92.07. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat lost 4 cents at 708.5. The July contract was down a quarter of a penny at 706.5. Chicago December corn today gained 6.25 cents and closed at 426.75. And March corn was up 7 at 438.5. November soybeans today gained 27.25 cents and closed at 1306 even. And January beans were up 29.5 cents at 1296 even. In the cotton markets today, December cotton was up 12 points at 76.88, and March cotton was down 22 points at 78.64. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.